Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, a daily rundown of all things Vice. I'm Chris Hurdy. Today, we'll discuss the ongoing crisis in Puerto Rico, Trump's birth control rollback, and we'll hear from Vice writer Wilbert Cooper about race and toxic masculinity. It's Monday, October 9th. Here are the headlines. President Trump finally visited Puerto Rico, 2 whole weeks after Hurricane Maria hit the island.
If you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. And what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together.
After saying that Maria wasn't a real catastrophe like Katrina during the visit, the president went to a church to meet with victims of the storm, passing out canned food and chucking rolls of paper towels to random people in the crowd. But it's doubtful those paper towels will do much to serve the 95% of the island's population still without power, or the 55% without clean water, or the 89% without cell phone service. Only half the island's gas stations have fuel. And out of 69 of Puerto Rico's hospitals, only one is fully operational. While the U.S. territory continues to reel since the Category 5 storm struck, the island has received significantly lower amounts of donations as compared to those affected by Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. The Red Cross reports that it raised $350 million for Harvey and only $9 million for Maria. And on Friday, the Trump administration rolled back women's health care coverage, allowing any employer to drop contraceptive coverage for its female employees. Under an Affordable Care Act mandate, employers were required to provide contraceptive coverage, except for houses of worship. Over 55 million women relied on this provision for free birth control, but the new rule allows any company to get an exemption to the requirement because of a religious or moral objection to birth control, shifting costs back to women and effectively limiting their access to birth control. And here's something else we think you should know about. Vice writer Wilbert Cooper recently published a really amazing article about Black masculinity called "I Was Forced to Fight, Now I'm Learning to Cry." Wilbert sat down with Vice.com's news editor Matt Taylor to talk about the piece.
As you get into in the piece, it's one thing to be sort of dealing with expectations about manhood and another to confront sort of the legacy and the current reality of what it means to be a Black man.
I think, you know, when you want to talk about masculinity for Black people, in the piece, I sort of take it all the way back to the plantation, right? So there's this element there where it's like you have Black men who are enslaved, they have no freedom, they have no rights, and you have white men sort of at the top of the pecking order. And in the piece, I try to talk about how there are two different responses you can have to a situation like that. One can be that I want to subvert the order, or it can be that I want to be at the top of the food chain myself. And so there's a frustration there where you're looking at yourself and you have these ideals that you've gotten from society about what you're supposed to be, but there's no avenue or there's no way to sort of attain them. And I think, like, even looking at my dad, you know, he's a person who grew up in an environment where not a lot of people went to college. Some of his friends that he grew up with are in prison, you know, and he made a decision at a certain point in his life that he wanted to have all those things that people have when they have power. He wanted to be able to have money, security, be able to take care of his family and have a certain amount of respect. And that meant becoming a police officer. That was the route for him to take. And of course, it's a complicated sort of bargain because being a police officer means being part of a system that was initially created to oppress Black people and you know, has that in its very roots. So it's so complicated. And then there's that other layer that I'm sort of grappling with as an individual where I'm saying, well, I don't want to wield power over other people or be part of some kind of destructive system. And so navigating between those things is a complicated thing for individuals. And for Black men, I think, is just it's a minefield that we go through. And I think this generation is especially trying to interrogate those issues.
The Vice Magazine podcast will feature Wilbert Cooper and Matt Taylor's full interview this month. So make sure to tune in wherever you get your podcasts. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. For more news and culture, check out vice.com.